Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
I just dug the Jerry Lee Lewis book out from our library of books we read so you don't have to.
Great Balls of Fire? What's the name of the book?
Jerry Lee Lewis, his own story, Rick Bragg. Oh, okay. This came out just a couple of years ago. This guy sat with Jerry Lee. Remember, he did most of the interviewing in Jerry Lee's bedroom. He said Jerry Lee would sit in bed all day long with a shotgun and would fire out the window.
Yeah, he blew holes in the door or something.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, maybe we can do a Jerry Lee. The significance of today is what? Is it his birthday?
He married his 13-year-old cousin on this date. That's when it all went haywire for him.
Okay, all right.
And he wasn't even divorced from his second wife, which was his third cousin. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, yeah, I'm just going through this stuff here.
I mean, in the you know, we profile a lot of dysfunction in the world of rock and roll, and that guy was the architect of dysfunction.
Yeah. Okay, I'll find a story here maybe to close the trash with. Chuck Sheen. Chuck Sheen is back in the trash.
Because he's Chuck Sheen. He's watching porn every day. Chuck Sheen. He's doing bricks of cocaine. Chuck Sheen.
Chuck Sheen is in for a good thing now. If we believe him, he is celebrating 1 year of sobriety. Chuck Sheen tweeted it out.
He hasn't had any tiger blood?
Revealing a photo of his Alcoholics Anonymous sobriety coin.
Taking away the anonymous part.
Yeah, let's see old Craig Gass bit. Yeah.
I saw Tom Arnold at my AA meeting. Craig's got a gig coming up on New Year's down at the Clearwater, I think.
Really?
Yeah, okay. He's got a New Year's Eve gig going.
Okay. Last year, he said that he was no longer using drugs, but he was drinking.
Tiger blood.
And still involved with prostitutes. So he's...
compartmentalize your problems.
We can call him sober, but not clean. If he's still... Still with those girls. Lindsey Buckingham again did another interview here, and now he's calling Fleetwood Mac a cover band. He says, "I don't even know what to call Fleetwood Mac right now. A cover band, certainly not honoring the legacy the way it should be." He said he hasn't. Again, he was asked if he's spoken to anybody in the band. He says, "No, I did hear from Christine in an email, as I expected to. I know Mick would probably like to, but I think he's too embarrassed and just a little too weak-willed to do it."
Wow.
"I won't hear from Stevie because it was all her trip anyway. I just have to forgive them because it's really just Stevie being so needy for a certain kind of attention and maybe not wanting to compete with the vitality that I have."
Wow, that sounds like they're getting back together soon.
Yeah, and then they ask him, do you want to get back? He says, sure.
Sure, I do.
Sure. We need to have a proper farewell tour.
Show me that paycheck.
And then, you were talking about the latest statistics from Pornhub. Here we go. The most searched porn star for 2018 is, no surprise, the Stormy Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
She's number one on the charts.
And she hasn't even been in the porn game for how long?
She's been out. She made one thing this year, but otherwise, I think she's been retired for a few years. The runner-up is another person who really doesn't do it in the porn industry anymore. She left in 2015. Wait a second. Can I say this on the radio? Mia Khalifa. I swear I said something bad there. Also on the list, another one who retired.
Can I get two Mia Khalifas, please?
Someone named Lisa Ann, who retired in 2014. She is also... So apparently the porn lovers, they love the classics. That's like the classic rock.
Nostalgic porn.
Do they have, on Pornhub, they probably have a channel like we have for formats, you know, for radio.
Oh, yeah,
like current stars and then classic rock stars, sure. And the retired ones.
If you want to go to one of the different categories.
Yeah, give me
classic porn.
Give me the classics. But there is a new one.
Where's Peter North at when you need him?
But we do have one of the up-and-comers this year, so to speak. Alexis Texas cracks.
Oh, yeah.
She cracks the top 10. this year. All right, that's it. We're out of time for the trash, but we'll do a Jerry Lee. We'll do one of the great Jerry Lee stories a little later on this morning. Jerry Lee Lewis from We Reads You Don't Have To.